Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, indeed. A winning day for Mr. Action Junkie. If you're thinking that you're hearing a different voice than him, you are correct. My name is Kyle Comas. Mr. Action Junkie does have the night off, but he did not leave you guys without winners. So let's recap his winning card. He went 3-1 on the day. His only loss was Butler, -3.5. It appeared that maybe he was starting to fade his team a little bit, maybe doing a little emotional hedge. But at the end of the day, Minnesota does win 73-72, and the Butler -3.5 does not cover. He had Cornell +10.5, and Cornell was neck and neck with Ohio State that entire game. And Ohio State did go on to win 88-83, and the +10.5 does cover. He had Wagner +3.5 against Howard. And this looked like a for sure winner for a while there. But Howard did come back in the game, however. But at the end of the day, Wagner does prevail. They win the game 71-68, and the +3.5 does cover. Finally, he had Colorado State -1.5. The Rams, they just absolutely embarrassed the Cavaliers. Oh my goodness. Virginia put up an absolutely despicable 42 points, and Colorado State beats them 67-42. And the -1.5 for Colorado State does hit with ease. So, for those of you that maybe thought maybe Virginia didn't belong in March Madness, this game may well have just sealed it for you. So, a very good day for Mr. Action Junkie. I'm excited to talk a little March Madness with you all. This is the best time of year, and I look forward to this every single year. I print out my bracket, I fill out my bracket on paper. You got to do it on paper. And that's my official bracket. And then I fill out a bunch of other brackets and tournaments, but my official bracket is on paper and I look forward to it. We just got done recording the March Madness preview show. We previewed every single March Madness game. It's on the YouTube page for the Coda Sports Gambling Network. So look up the Coda Sports Gambling Network on YouTube. And the March Madness preview show, we broke down every single March Madness game in 2.5 minutes or less. And we covered every single one in about an hour and 45 minutes. So very, very good show. So I definitely encourage you all to listen to it. I'm also going to have a play on every single March Madness game. You can find that on my Twitter/X timeline at Coda Capra Kyle. Or you also may follow me on the blog as well. So I'm going to have those either way, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to March Madness, as I know you all are too. So let's dive into it. I got two plays for the playing game tomorrow, and then I'm going to break down my six best plays for the first round of March Madness. So let's dive right into it. Let's start with the very first four game. I like Montana State -3.5 against Grambling State. First of all, huge congrats to Grambling State. This is their first ever March Madness tournament appearance after winning the SWAC. You can't deny them for that. But Montana State, they were a 4 seed in the Big Sky tournament, and they made it all the way to the championship and won to get the automatic bid. This is a very solid shooting team. They're shooting 46.3% from the field and 36.4% from three. It's just a very solid team all around. They have three starters averaging 13 points per game. They're led by the Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year and guard Robert Ford III, who's averaging 15.9 points per game and 2.9 steals per game. And I think Montana State's going to be a little too much for Grambling State. Once again, huge congrats to Grambling State on their first tournament appearance, but I think the Big Sky is going to prevail over the SWAC in this one. Give me Montana State -3.5 against Grambling State. Finally, for the other play-in game, I like also the favorite, Colorado -2.5 against Boise State. I think Colorado is going to be a matchup nightmare for Boise State. This is a very, very good Colorado offense that's scoring 79.3 points per game and shooting, get this, 49.3% from the field and 39.4% from three. For those of you wondering, field goal percentage is seventh in college basketball, and their 3-point percentage is fourth in college basketball. They also will out-rebound you. They get about 37.5 rebounds per game. They have five players that are averaging double figures in scoring, but they're led by the guard forward combo of guard KJ Simpson, who's averaging 19.6 points and 45.1% from the three, and forward Tristan De Silva, who's averaging 15.8 points and 5.2 rebounds. Boise State, yes, a very solid defensive team, but unfortunately, I think the Mountain West just isn't as good as the Pac-12 this year, and I think it's going to show in this playing game. Give me Colorado -2.5 against Boise State. Finally, let's just dive into my plays. Let's get to the March Madness games that I personally really, really like, and let's just dive right into it. First up, as an 8 seed in the East region, I like actually the 9 seed, excuse me. I like Northwestern +2 against Florida Atlantic. I think Florida Atlantic got a pretty generous seed here. They had some really, really bad losses this year. They lost to Southern Miss, they lost to Temple, they lost to other teams like that. So I think an 8 seed. It's pretty generous for them, but as far as their matchup against Northwestern, this is a very solid Northwestern team, folks. They're allowing 69, only 69 points per game defensively, and offensively, they're very, very sharp shooters. I mean, some of the best sharp shooters that you'll see. They're shooting 39.4% from three, which is fourth in all of college basketball. They're very disciplined as well in offense. They have a 1.793 assist to turnover ratio. That Boo Booey, their guard, averaging 19.2 points, 5.1 assists per game. He was an all Big Ten first team member. I think this Northwestern Wildcats team is going to be hungry, and I think it's going to be too much for Florida Atlantic to handle. I think a lot of people are going to think about that Florida Atlantic team from last year, and I just don't think that's going to be the case. I think they're going to lose in the first round. I think this Northwestern team is too good to go home early. So give me Northwestern +2 against Florida Atlantic. Next up, we're going to the 7-10 matchup in that same region. I like Drake to upset Washington State, although they're the betting favorite as far as the seeding goes. But I like Drake -1.5. They beat the top-ranked Indiana State in the Missouri Valley Championship to get the automatic bid. And this team's going to beat you with their offense. They're scoring an impressive 80.3 points per game, which is 27th in all of college basketball. They got a really good rhythm going. They beat some pretty solid Missouri Valley teams to get to where they are. Obviously, beating Indiana State. Indiana State was ranked for a good chunk of the season already. And I think guard Tucker DeVries is one of the best players in all March Madness. He's averaging 21.8 points per game. That's sixth in all of college basketball. This Drake team is very, very impressive. Washington State, they might have a little anger in them. Obviously, this is the last year of the Pac-12, so they're going to have that in the back of their mind. And they're a very solid team as well, but I think you got to have the 10-7 upsets in here, and I think it's going to happen in this matchup. Give me Drake -1.5 against Washington State. Next up, we're going to a 2-15 matchup. Maybe not what you'd be expecting. I like Long Beach State +19.5 against Arizona. Long Beach State, they were a 4 seed in the Big West tournament. They defeated the top seeded UC Irvine and the second seed UC Davis to win the Big West tournament. This is a very, very solid offensive scoring team. They're scoring 76.5 points per game. They're hauling in 37.4 rebounds per game. Their guard, Marcus Tejones, is averaging 17.8 points per game and 3.2 rebounds. The biggest thing, though, is Dan Munson is still fired and is coaching for some reason. Maybe after this game, maybe other schools will be interested in him right off the bat. Maybe he decides to stay. Who knows? But right now, he's playing with free money. He's playing with all he has. I'm not saying Arizona will get upset here, but I think 19.5 is a lot of points, and I like Long Beach State a lot in this game. Maybe if you're feeling a little frisky, you might sprinkle a little money line and maybe have them upset them in a bracket or two. Just maybe, but I think the Beach are going to rally around this fired coach, and I like them a lot in this game, but I do think Arizona will win. But as far as betting goes, give me Long Beach State +19.5 against Arizona.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up, we're going to a 5-12 matchup, a team that is the underdog that I do think upsets. I like James Madison +6, and I like the money line against Wisconsin. the Dukes, I mean, they finished 31-3 overall, the one of the best records in all of college basketball. Their only losses coming to Southern Miss, and then they lost to Appalachian State twice. They won the Sun Belt Conference Tournament to get the automatic bid. This is statistically one of the best offenses in the country, though, folks. They're allowing, or excuse me, they're scoring 83 points per game, which is 12th in all of college basketball. They have the Sun Belt Player of the Year on their team in guard Terrence Edwards Jr., who's averaging 17.4 points per game and 3.5 assists per game. Meanwhile, Wisconsin, they lost in the Big Ten Championship to Illinois. They're kind of deflated still. And this is an opportunity for a really, really solid offense to upset a team that's kind of on the downhill. And I think this happens here. You know, you always say you got to have a 12-5 upset. And I think there's one that's going to upset right here, right now. So give me James Madison +6 against Wisconsin. Next up, we're going to a 3-14 matchup and a team that I really like and a team that I'm going to have personally going very far in my bracket for March Madness. I like Kentucky -12.5 against Oakland. This is one of the best offenses in the country, folks. I mean, they're scoring 89.4 points per game, which is second in all of college basketball. They're shooting 49.7% from the field, which is fourth in college basketball. And they're shooting a phenomenal 41.2% from three. I mean, my goodness. Obviously the best in college basketball. They have five players that are averaging double figures. Their leading scorer is obviously Antonio Reeves, their guard, averaging 20 points per game and 44.1% from three. This is a make-or-break game for Calipari. I think if they lose this game, I think people are going to go for his head. People are going to want him fired. Is that right or is it not? Who knows? But I think that's how Kentucky fans are going to be. And irregardless, I think this is an opportunity for Coach Calipari to get a statement win here, a statement early. Very talented Oakland team. They won the Horizon League. But I think this is going to be too much for him. Give me Kentucky -12.5 against Oakland. Next up, we are going to the 4-13 matchup, an upset that I very, very much like. I like Samford +7.5 against Kansas. Samford is playing about as good as any team is right now. They have one of the best offenses in college basketball. But on the other hand, Kansas, they are without Kevin McCullough Jr. He is out for the tournament. That's a huge, huge blow for this Kansas team. And I think that Hunter Dickinson, very, very talented player, but they need guard play to get far in the tournament. They need guard play to win games. I think Samford has that guard play, and Kansas is going to be lacking that guard play. So I think this is an upset brewing. This is an upset that everyone should have in their bracket. I love it a lot. I know a lot of other people will. But give me Samford +7.5 against Kansas. And the final game, this is a game that's a 2-15 matchup that is just far, far too many points. I like St. Peter's +23 against Tennessee. I do think Tennessee wins. I love their guard, Dalton Connect. I think he's going to be one of the funnest players to watch in college basketball. But St. Peter's, I mean, they, as a 5 seed, they defeated the top-seeded Quinnipiac and the 2 seed Fairfield to win the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference tournament to get the automatic bid. And this is an unbelievable defense. They're not only the best in the MAC, but they're also one of the best in the country. They're only allowing 63.2 points per game, and their forward Corey Washington is averaging 16.5 points, 6.6 rebounds. Just a very, very talented St. Peter's team, and I do think Tennessee wins. They might even win by double digits. Like I said, that Tennessee Volunteers team is very, very good, but I do think that 23 is just far too many points. So give me St. Peter's +23 against Tennessee. Well, that'll do it for me. I hope everyone enjoys March Madness. I hope that your brackets are still going by the next time I see you next week. And as always, enjoy the games, manage that bankroll, don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.